The staffer described the call as short and perfunctory. I've been described as such myself. But after confirming he would drive him, the staffer, quote, broke down. He then recorded a series of tearful video accounts detailing the evening, which he shared with the Daily Beast, as well as with two people close to him, including the staffer's wife.
Okay, I'm with you.
Broke down. Okay. He said, what is wrong with me? This is okay to happen, he said in one of the videos. I don't know what I did. It's very sad that this is okay. In another video, the staffer narrated the events in regards to Matt Schlapp, the chairman of CPAC, who approximately 2 hours ago put his hands on me in a sustained and unsolicited and unwanted manner. Matt Schlapp of the CPAC grabbed my junk and pummeled it at length. And I'm sitting there thinking, what the hell is going on that this person is literally doing this to me?
Pummeled it?
He, Matt Schlapp of CPAC, it actually says of the CPAC, I guess it is, Matt Schlapp of the CPAC grabbed my junk and pummeled it at length.
It's very sonorous. Matt Schlapp of CPAC grabbed my shit, pummeled it at length.
Grabbed my junk. And pummeled it at length.
It's not funny, but
Matt Schlapp. I'm not laughing. You're the one that is. Matt Schlapp of CPAC grabbed my junk and pummeled it at length.
It has a poetry to it, though.
It certainly does.
Jeffrey Epstein.